Hello, my name is Elizabeth, and today we're going to read Barbie, The Perfect Spin. And, who was sitting right beside me?
Elijah.
Now, and this episode is sponsored by Ordinary Sacramento. You can check out Ordinary Sacramento on Instagram if you have it, of course. And you don't go on Instagram yourself. You can tell your parents. And you can see beauty in the ordinary. And let's get reading. Barbie and the Perfect Spin. It was a week before the community ballet recital. And everyone was excited, especially Barbie and her friend, Daisy. They were both dancing in the show, and Daisy was the prima ballerina. Daisy had practiced all year. She wanted everything to be perfect. As they entered the auditorium, they waved hello to their friend, Renee. She was painting pretty stars to decorate the stage's background. Wow, said Barbie. I love the sparkly stars. Thanks, Renee, said Renee. They will really twinkle as you twirl. Meanwhile, Nikki was working on the costume. Purple is my favorite color. They're perfect, said Daisy. Thanks, Nikki said, blushing. You'll be as pretty as a purple princess. Come on, everyone, said Miss Anne to the dancers and clapped her hands. We have to rehearse before the recital. All the dancers warmed up and stretched at the bar. They practiced different dance positions and spins. Then Miss Anna led Daisy through her dance routine. Daisy practiced and practiced until every step was perfect. Great job, everyone, said Miss Anna. Rest up, practice, and I'll see you all next Saturday for the show. On the night of the ballet recital, it starts raining. Oh no, I can't believe it's raining on our big night, Daisy said. It's okay, said Barbie, trying to make her friend feel better. Let's look on the bright side. Barbie twirled her umbrella and twirled through a puddle. Look, I'm dancing in the rain. Daisy laughed and joined the fun. Inside the auditorium, there was a flurry of activity. Renee was putting the finishing touches on the scenery. Nikki rushed past with piles of purple tutus. And dancers looped and twirled as they practiced their routines. I wonder what it will look like when it's finished. Let's get reading. Suddenly, the dancers heard a huge crash. Bang, bang! A curtain had broken loose and fallen onto the stage. Oh, no, exclaimed Daisy. The recital is in an hour. What will we do? She still wanted everything to be perfect. It's okay, said Teresa. She was part of the scenery team, and she quickly got at her electric screwdriver. Daisy felt better when she saw Teresa at work. Good as new, Teresa said as she fixed the rod and hung up the curtain. Unfortunately, the crash had startled Renee, and she had accidentally splattered glitter everywhere. There was paint all over the stage and all over the brand new purple costumes. Oh no, said Daisy, the costumes. Hey, this is cool. Nikki said the costumes already look better with a little sparkle. I'll add more glitter to the costumes so they match. Daisy was relieved. Barbie and Daisy went backstage to get ready. First, they helped each other put on their new glittery costumes. Then the girls waited for Barbie's sister, Skipper, to help them with their makeup. But Barbie got a text from Skipper saying that she'd be running late. In the meantime, let's start doing each other's makeup, said Barbie. Good idea, Daisy said. Sorry I'm late, Kipper called as she came back, said. Backstage, the storm is getting really bad out there. Lacey and Blissa was scared of the house, so I brought them with me. Yep, barked Lacey. Meow, purred Blissa. I think Lacey is a dog and Blissa is a cat, because I don't think dogs say meow and cats say yep. Hi, guys, said Barbie as she cuddled her pets. Nice job with your makeup, Skipper said as she examined their work. It looks terrific. As soon as Skipper finished her sentence, there was a huge crack of thunder and the house lights went off. Don't worry, everyone, called Miss Anna. I saw some flashlights in the back. Oh, now, cried Daisy, we can't dance in the dark. Let's try to make the best of the situation, Barbie said, just like we fixed the curtain and decorated the costumes with glitter paint. You're right, said Daisy. She turned the flashlight and pointed on at the stage. Suddenly, she had a view. What if we give the flashlights to Nikki and Renee to hand out to the audience? Then they could follow our moves with flashlights, which will shine on our glittery costumes. That sounds great, said Barbie with a smile. Nikki and Renee quickly handed out the flashlights. The audience was thrilled to be able to participate the show. In the twinkling lights, Daisy and Barbie sparkled and twirled on stage. And Lacey and Blissa joined them on stage. It was the most unforgettable ballet recital ever. The audience cheered, yay! After the show, Miss Anna came backstage to Daisy for her bright idea. And thanks for everyone for coming together to make this the best recital, said Miss Anna. It wasn't exactly what as we thought it would be, but we put on our own spin and things that really shined. The end. And I'll see you guys later. Bye.